Over the past few months, attendance at the weekly meetings in the town of nearly 2,000 has hovered between 35 and 50 people. Police officers oversee the room while residents aggressively voice their opinions during the public comment period that has returned to the agenda after being taken off for a couple weeks.
Mr. Bowden has the floor.
First, he's misinforming the people. He's
inaccurate. Mr. Sullivan? Mr. Sullivan? Please.
In November, the Select Board placed Police Chief Nancy Daniels on paid administrative leave after she failed to complete state-mandated training due to injury. At a subsequent meeting in December, former Select Chair David Coquindo presented the board with signatures of more than 300 residents asking for the resignation of current Select Chair Bonnie Connor. Coquindo says he stepped down as chair in 2012 because he was unhappy with the way town government was operating. Coquindo ran for a seat on the board in last year's election, but lost to Bill Goddard. Here's Coquindo.
They're not addressing the town's issues, I don't think, at all. And to actually do what they did with the police department really created more of a mess. And they are concerned about the number of people showing up. Well, they're showing up because the actions that they've taken, and the people are concerned.
Bruce Marshall has been a selectman for 36 years.
And at this point, nothing's being done. Nothing's been done since they've been elected here.
Since who's been elected?
Bill and Bonnie. It's been all police chief. Don't know when it's going to all end. Well, better end pretty soon because they're going to destroy this town.
Connor has said she ran for select board last year to try to straighten things out in the town. But since then, she says her time on the board has been overwhelming.
We have a certain bunch of people whose criteria it is to do nothing but give you a bad time and waste your time with frivolous things.
Since Chief Daniels was placed on leave, the town's 7 part-time officers have been covering her typical full-time shift. At the most recent meeting Wednesday night, residents raised concerns that one of the part-time officers was logging full-time hours. Here's Selectman Marshall.
I think he worked 124 hours last week, or 2 weeks, and I don't think that's right either. When you have a fully trained, qualified person that you could put on a part-time basis as the chief, put away all this garbage, do away with it all. But they don't want that to happen. It's a personal vendetta, in my estimation.
Connor says she was told by the state's Municipal Police Training Committee that a part-time officer can work full-time hours on a temporary basis. It was not immediately clear whether a part-time officer can serve in such a capacity. Resident Jim Sullivan directed comments toward Connor, saying the town is wasting money in legal proceedings regarding Daniel's status.
So which is it? Do you have a vendetta, or do you want to help the taxpayers? Which is it?
I'm going to do what legal has advised me to do, and that's the end of this conversation.
Connor has said the board was following the law when it placed Daniels on leave, and that she'll be glad when things are settled. Daniels' status is being worked out in a series of executive and legal sessions. Coquindo says he will once again gather signatures to support a petition for a special town meeting in hopes of forcing recall elections. He plans to present it to the board after the new year. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.